Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen.
a new season, to have a new reason to plant seed in the ground. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, to the evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, to our men, amen, to our ADM front line, praise God, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us be glad in it on today. We thank God. But it was He that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Oh, yes, He did. Gave us a mind to stay. So as we come before the throne of Almighty God this morning, giving Him the praise, giving Him the honor, giving Him the glory, oh, hallelujah, we thank Him. Because as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. But everything, everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
In the honor of my life, I thank Him just for another day's journey. First of all, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple, and I give honor to First Lady Leticia Spencer, and I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and honor to Pastor Barbara Smith, and each and every one of the mothers, and everyone in ADM. And everyone is tuning in, and everyone is not this morning. First of all, we're going to the throne of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, God. Thank you for touching us this morning, God, with a finger of your love, God, breathing out in all these vessels, God, just giving us another opportunity, God, to rise this morning and give you the glory. Another opportunity, Lord, to just say thank you, God. Another opportunity for a new day of mercy, God. A new day of grace. God, we thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So as we thank you this morning, the Most High God, let us begin to rise and shine and give you all the glory, God. All that the Most High that was in us, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you kept us out last night, God. And up to this point, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. God, nothing we did was so good and perfect, God. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy this morning, God.
We thank you, Lord, in the most high God. We thank you, God, in the most high God, that our mind is still stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God, for all of us, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let our people in the most high God, let us stay focused on you, God, and nothing else, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We say thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you're doing to the most Sunday and everything out of our Sunday, God. We thank you this morning, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but one thing we do know this morning, God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for all things, from the littlest to the biggest, God. We thank you for your strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your keeping power, Lord, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray this morning, God, that your people have a well-made-up mind of our Sunday, a well-made-up mind to praise you, a well-made-up mind, God, to live holy, God, according to your word, God. We thank you, God. We realize, God, that you are holy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, God. Just have your way, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. Your healing power, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to stand on your word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I realize today, how about Sunday, God? Everything is falling, but your word, God, it shall stand in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let your people begin to say hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah, because of the circumstances, no matter what their circumstances is, God. Let them begin to just praise you, God, anyhow. Let them continue to have a praise upon their lips. Let them all say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the melody in their heart, God, we thank you this morning. We lift up every child that it is, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep their heart, shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to walk with them. Teach them, God, the way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for filling them with your precious Holy Ghost out of our Sunday and saving them at a young age, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, whatever you're doing right now, God, we thank you for it, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for keeping us covered in the blood of Jesus this morning. We declare the blood of Jesus, God, in each household, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every man of God and every woman of God this morning, God. We lift them up to the death, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to keep them covered up under the blood, God. Continue to order their footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for safety. Safety, Lord, of Oshay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch every internet, every telephone this morning. It will shake hot in a special way, God. Let something begin to happen, that they know it's you. How about Sunday this morning, God? Begin to trust their minds, God, their eyes, their ears. How about Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus, God? We thank you, God, this morning. Oh, have your way this morning, God. God, we thank you. God, have your way this morning like never before, God. Let it be a taking on in the inside of us, God. Let's get our attention, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, if we said or did anything this morning, God, let us come to repentance in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Not just from the lips, God, but from the heart this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning, how about that? We lift up every elderly person that it is this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to take care of them, chill and protect their eyes from all hurt, harm, or danger this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we just we pray this morning, God, that you begin to walk like you never walked before, God. In the most kind of the most, God. Oh, God, how about that? Oh, thank you this morning, God, if I said that. Because you're getting somebody attention, God. Hey, the most say, God. Somebody attention, God, that's been running for a long time. It's time to stop running. It's just time to begin to yield to the Holy Spirit and tell the Lord yes this morning. Tell him yes, the most say, God. Oh, ask him to forgive me for all of your sin. But the one that you know of, the one that you don't know. Come to the Most High now. Come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, God. Let it begin to yield like never before in these last and evil days. Because God is coming back soon. Everybody standing above. Very soon, I say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So get ready, God, about that. Get your house in order this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Take your soul serious. Everybody standing above. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you see how everybody standing up? Can you see a look around? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you see this morning? How everybody standing up? If you can't ask God to open your eyes, that you shall see. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the eye opening, God, this morning. Oh God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, God. Ah, yes, Lord, let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, thank you this morning, God. Thank you this morning for what you're doing, God. I pray, God, that you put a stirring in us like never before, God. Fire on our feet, part of our tonight, that we'll begin to run like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you break down every stubborn wheel this morning. In the name of Jesus, God of our Sunday, oh God of our Sunday, oh God, this morning, God, we plead in the blood of the kind of our heart, plead in the blood of Jesus over every four corners of the world this morning. Oh God, have your way, God. Have your way, God of our shake, God. Begin to wake people up, God, in the wee hours of our time. Oh God, of our Sunday, let them know it's you, God, it's you in their attention. Everybody Sunday, they have. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give your people traveling mercy to and for the work, God, of our son. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we speak safety this morning. God. We speak peace this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak love and a sound mind this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, of our son. Oh, thank you, Lord. We speak salvation. Delivery out of our son, of our oh God, we seek out of our God. Every change break, God. Oh, let your anointing come right now before us. That break every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. God. We thank you this morning, the most God. These things we ask, God, the most day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and Jesus this blood, and Jesus' name this morning. God, we say, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. How the most say, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How the most say, God, hallelujah this morning. Yes, Lord. Echo most say, hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. And glory to God. And the most say, God, thank you. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Somebody go ahead and just thank God this morning. You go ahead and give God the praise this morning, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I'm here to tell you, you just get ready, because this too will pass. And you go ahead and give God some praise and magnify his holy name and just thank him for what he is doing. Do you know that you just about there? Do you know you finna get ready to break through the biggest breakthrough of your life? Do you know you cannot turn back? Do you know you cannot look back? Do you know this is part of a process that you must go through? But do you know you're gonna have the victory at the end? So you might as well don't wait till you get there and shout. You might as well go ahead and shout now, because there's no weapon formed against you is not gonna prosper. Whom God bless, no man can. Not curse, no devil can take it away. What God has for you, it is for you. Do you know? You might as well go ahead and give God our praise, and allow your praise to begin to talk for you. Allow your praise to begin to prophesize for you. Allow your praise, my God, to make a declaration over the enemy, and let the enemy know that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, you didn't give it, nobody didn't give it, so you can't take it away. I might as well go ahead and praise the living God. Is there anybody this morning? Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know what God is doing for you? I know what the natural might look like. I know what the natural might present itself to be. I know what your walk in this world might be, but I'm telling you what's going on. The spirit of realm is going to always conquer the natural. It's going to always conquer the world. heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. Do you know how blessed you are? If you know how blessed you are, if I can have my God, at least I'll visit you in the spirit. Go ahead and give God a thank you. Go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and magnify his holy name, because today is your birthday. Today is your biggest day that you got to get ready for. Today is the day that you got to get prepped for the biggest blessing, for your biggest breakthrough, for your promotion, for your healing. Today you got to get prepped for your new walk, for your new talk, for your new mindset. You got to get ready to get prepped for what God has for you. Many of you going through the storms, you know, in through the rain. Now God's going to take you to a place to where it's for you. You keep pushing. You keep making it. You keep going. You keep pushing, my God Almighty, because what God has for you, it is for you, my God, my God. You get ready. Are you ready, my God? You go ahead and give God a praise. I glorify his name this morning. We magnify his name this morning. Don't allow the enemy try to wear your mind down. Don't let him try to wear your thoughts down. Because at the end of the day, you don't get through a situation that you're already in. And guess what? That still did not determine your blessing. You still blessed in your highest favor. That's why you got to keep going. You got to keep moving. My God, this short. Is the anybody got a joy this morning? Do you got your joy on the tamarind? Can you pray your joy for me? Can you pray your peace for me? Can you pray your victory? Can you pray the Son? My God, pray it this morning, because it is so, it will be so. God, we thank you on this morning. We command our day right now, that every place that we step in today, that we will have the victory. It will not be the same old situation. Same old circumstances. We command today that today is a blessed day. We command this morning that everything that you have for us, it is for us. That every attack or everything that the enemy or anybody that the enemy want to use in their minds, my God, to bring, my God, attacks or information that is not of you, to plan and set traps. We come against it this morning now. Because we claim a victory. We claim, my God Almighty, prosperity. We claim our healing this morning. We shall not give no credit, because of how cold it may be, to the aches and to the soul of our bodies. But we shall give all things until the Lord. And this morning, Holy Ghost, if we got up on the wrong side of the bed, the wrong way, because we probably mad at our spouse, mad at some of them, sick of the tongue. Well, we repent in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to release anything in our atmosphere that's going to bring back repercussion, that we put it on the devil. But it's the way we got up this morning. We didn't get up and confess that we got the victory. We didn't get up and confess that we are blessed and high favor. But we got up and confess everything that is not of God. So, God, we thank you. Even now, you're changing the direction of our content. You're changing the direction how we elaborate and how we perceive different things. Even now, we thank you, God, that everything that comes out of our mouth, the first word we're going to say thank you. The next word we're going to say we are blessed. And the next word we're going to say we are the same. So, therefore, God, we thank you. We are blessed in high favor. Is the anybody in his money or blessed in her favor? I tell you to shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh wine. We thank you, God, for the freshness and the newness that you're doing in our lives, even though it don't feel good. But we know that thou art with us. Thy word and thy staff, they may comfort us. But we know surely that you prepare a table before us, before our enemies. And we're going to feast in our days. We're going to feast in our timing. We're going to feast in our season, because we are blessed in high favor. in the inner best folks this morning. Can I talk to some blessed folks this morning? That you are blessed and highly favored. So God, we thank you. We thank you. And everything that is not of God, first in the spirit realm, then try to manifest in the natural realm. We take a control of it now. We take access of it now. And we speak to it. We speak to our tomorrow. Even if our tomorrow is an hour from now, 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now, whatever God has for us, it is for us. And whatever we think might be trouble, and whatever what we think and perceive that might be wrong today, God, we thank you, because as we release the declarations and take control of this morning, we thank you, God, because we know that all things work together for our good, and what the enemy meant for bad, we're going to shout right now, because the heaven meant for is good. If anybody got some good, my God, that you're going to shout this morning. Can we give God a praise? Give him a dance? Because at the end of the day, you might didn't face what you're facing today, any part of your life. But let me tell you something, because you're facing something new, that means you in something new. That means you in a new place. You're going into a new place. You're already walking in a new place. You're stepping in a new place. So therefore, you might as well get ready for a new blessing, a new healing, a new miracle. Y'all better hear me, because anything that is new is going to bring forth something to new. So if I'm going through something new, I'm going to get ready to receive something new. You thought that God done blew your mind already? You ain't experienced nothing yet, because what you experience now is a sign to telling you to get ready for what God has for you. I'm going. Can somebody just tell themselves today that you're walking into your new, you're prophesying into your new? I can't focus on the old thing. I can't look at the old thing, but I'm a walk into my new. I am new. Are you a new creature? I didn't testify for your new. That was yesterday's stuff. But today I am blessed. Today I am heart of favor. Today that my God, what God has for me, is gives for me. So therefore, I'm not worried about my enemy. Only thing that I'm worried about my enemy is, my enemy's going to get ready to bring forth my blessing. They got a blessing with my name on it, and when they knock at my door, they ain't coming at my door with gossip and with mess. They coming at my door with my blessing, because the UPS man need to hire them from this season. They got a shortage of workers, so my enemies, my God Almighty, your enemies going to be hired by the UPS spiritual delivery man to deliver your blessing. You give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. It will be so. It is so. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it will be so. In all things you give thanks. In all things you give praises. In all things you magnify the Lord thy God. In all things you got the victory. In all things, my God, is working out for your good. It's working out for your good. It ain't about what you see. It ain't about what you comprehend. But it's about how God sees it. It's about what God is comprehending. Because at the end of the day, not only is God to pass, but it's going to pass with a blessing with your name on it. At the end of the day, it's not going to only, my God, bring forth the morning time, but in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the night time, everything just shifting and turning around for your good. My God Almighty, if I was in church, I'd ask you for, my God, a holler at your boy this morning. I'd give the Holy Ghost a whoop and all that there. Because, my God, this joy that you have, nobody cannot take it away. My God, I give him the praise. I confessing your sins of God. You just got to keep on enduring. My God, your problem, what's going on? I'm telling you right now, you're right on time. How do you know that you're right on time? Well, if I go through the season and talk to you in the season might come of the season of the changing of the earth, you will realize that everything that you got going on in your life is what? It's right on time. You operate in the season. God operates through the season. Man doesn't have no control on the season. All we do is adapt to the season. Man cannot tell winter when winter to get here. Man cannot tell summer when it's time to get here. Man don't have no control over season. All we do prepare and all we do is adapt to whatever season might come our way. Man cannot go and write a letter to the season of fall and tell fall, say, fall, we need you to come this year after summer. And summer, we want you to come this year before, my God, winter. It doesn't work like that. Some things men doesn't have the power over. Can I take a side note just to encourage you just for a second? Stop giving men the power that God gave you. Can I say that again? Don't give men the power that God gave you. My God Almighty, somebody give God a praise because he is worthy to give praise, and we give him the glory and we magnify his name. Listen, I send a shout out this morning to my wife and your family. We thank God for you all. Thank God for all our others, listeners and followers and friends. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you got to understand something within the season. That's why it's very important for you to stay locked in and tuned to the broadcast as we begin to teach inside the kingdom and covenant of God. Because you got to understand things, some things is out of man's control. Man does not have that control. God did not give man the power in some things or control. He told Adam, my God, Adam, he came to the garden. He told Adam to name the beasts. Amen. So man does have the, my God, the control or the authority to name animals and name beasts. Amen. Even we give our children a name. But things of the element of this earth, man doesn't have no control on. All man does is prepare and get ready for. Man doesn't have no control, my God, of a hurricane or a typhoon if you're going to head your direction. All men going to tell you to prepare, you get out of the way. If you got to escape, if you got to evacuate, you go ahead and evacuate, because if men was able to control certain elements in this world, men been on control it, everything will be fine. They'll tell you when it's going to come. They'll tell you if it's not going to come, because they have the power if it's going to have the direction. But certain things in this world, men doesn't have the power and control over. My God Almighty. So I don't know why some of us crying over certain things not even men have the power and control of. Can I tell you something? Man doesn't have the power or the control of death. So therefore, when you get a report from the doctor, you don't have to cry over the report that comes your way, because you can give God a pain, because man doesn't have that control. They can give you a certain time frame. They can give you a certain year. It's a really an estimated time, but man really doesn't know. Because at the end of the day, if you know you're blessed in a harvest favor, everything gonna be all right. Because man might say this, and God say, it's not so. But one, watch this. But when we fall into the category of man, because that's a sign that we are outside of the will of God. We are outside. Our faith is not aligned with God. Our faith is aligned with who? With man. Our belief is not aligned with God. It's aligned with man. What man don't told us, that we believe that more than what God done said. So whatever you line yourself up with, it has the control or it has the power over you. So if you align yourself up with people that hate you, people that don't like you all the time, guess what? They have the control over you. I was, my God, somebody told told me the other day, they said, Pastor, they just don't like me. They just don't do this. I said, good, they don't like you. So therefore, we don't have to worry about you leaving our arms of God, because God is your friend. Long as everybody don't like you, you will keep God as your friend. Y'all better hear me. Good, because when people start gravitating to you, you'll begin to forget about God. Good, you got a phone in your side. It keep you a reminder that this world is not your home. Like Pastor Smith said, we just a stranger to my God Almighty. Following along. Good, because the anything about it or different things that take place, it lets you know that this world is not your own. My God Almighty, man cannot control the timing of age. I could care less what type of fountain of youth they want to go through. I could care less how many surgeries that you want to have. At the end of the day, what's going on in you, they cannot control what's going on in you. My God, regardless if the presentation want to look like something, but what's going on in you, it doesn't have the ability to control. Do you understand that things, my God, that have really natural ability, life is in death, it's in God's hand. God has that power. God has the power to bring a change. God has the power right now to shift different things in your life. He doesn't have that power. Do you know if you're looking for a job right now, if you cast your cares on God right now, things could change for you right now. He doesn't have that power, regardless of where they sit at behind the desk, because God will take a stony heart and turn around for your favor. Do anybody believe in favor in this, my God, in this 20th century? Do you know that favor works? Now, only works is not fair. Y'all better hear me. It's not fair. God got favor with your name on it. With your name on it. It's a saying that says, my God, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go. I want to encourage you just for a little bit. You too blessed to be stressed. You are too blessed to be stressed. Now, as soon as you hear that, many of you, you can recognize the quotation, and you recognize and you agree with it. Say, yes, 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 I am, I am, I am. So if that was so, why are we stressed? If we understand that we are too blessed to be stressed, why are we stressed? Do you really know? Do you really understand how blessed you are? Do you really know how blessed you are? See, we don't interpret and gather information of this world and what we consider happiness, what we consider a blessing, what we consider being free. We don't interpret it and try to apply it to the spirit. You cannot apply natural concept to spiritual, my God, things. Y'all better hear me. You cannot. It's not going to, it's all in the water. Amen. You got to apply spiritual with spiritual. Amen. Try the spirit by the spirit. Y'all hear me. You got to try spiritual with spiritual. But because of we done took the concept of the natural and took the concept of the things of the world and applying it to the spirit realm, it causing us to miss fire and miss some things, and it causing us not to really see how blessed we are. It causing us to focus on. We feel as though being blessed is no aches in our body. We feel as though being blessed, my God, I have money and I don't have to worry about anything. We feel as though being blessed, my house is peaceful. We feel so being blessed. Everything is working smooth. Everything is going smooth. We feel so being blessed. Everybody on the job like me. The emos want to give me a promotion, give me a new position. We feel so being blessed. My God, my cabinet is running over with food. We take all these concepts of the natural, my God, and deform our minds into the natural world, and we're applying it into the spirit, and guess what? We are being disappointed. We are being disappointed, not by God, not by enemy, but our interpretation, what we feel so blessed is. Do you know you blessed just because you got God on your side? Do you know you're blessed because you believe in him? What are your beliefs? What do you believe in? If you know you're a child of God, son or daughter, I'm not talking about, oh, well, I'm not really the son or daughter of God because I still got some faults in my life. I'm not worried about, I'm not a son or daughter of God because I'm still messing up. I'm not a son or daughter of God because I feel as though I'm playing with God. I'm doing all this. I don't, listen, I could go down the list from individuals in the Bible that has issue. Did it stop him from being a son or daughter with God? No. Did it stop God for coming into them or interrupting with them? No. We got to get to the place to where I'm not allowing people's thoughts or where people feel about me, my God, to move me. You ain't going to allow what people think about you, what people got to say about you to move you. Amen? Oh, you keep doing this, you're going to go to hell. Well, if he ain't died on the cross for our sins, all of us be going to hell right now. Y'all got to hear me, amen? Don't you allow things of people to keep you in a place of hostage. Don't you allow your situation to keep you into a place of being bound, because what you interpret it not as blessed. If it wasn't so, watch it. If it wasn't so, God wouldn't tell you all things work together for his good. Y'all better hear me. My God Almighty, weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. These quotations, if it wasn't so, if it wasn't, Pastor, you just don't understand. My situation is just like, One thing I know, your situation is blessed. How can you say that, Pastor? You're still breathing. You're talking to me right now, right? You're blessed.
Amen.
You got to understand where your blessing with God lies. I say this, and I want to keep saying this until the Lord switch me out of it. Your interpretation of trouble is not the interpretation of God. We think we are in trouble because we're going through some financial hardship. We think we are in trouble because our health is going through some, my God, hardship. Children acting up. Things just coming down the pipeline all across my desk. We think we are in trouble because why? We unlearned the trouble that what it means in the world, and we're applying worldly troubles or worldly things. My God, I know this a little rich this morning. Worldly things, and we're applying it to the spiritual. And it causes some confusion. It causes you to be spiritual confused when we be dealing with trouble. So everything now, even your process is trouble now. Everything that you go through is trouble. Even when Jesus, the story in the Bible, when the soldiers whooped him, and there was a line that Jesus turned around, he didn't say he was in trouble. He said, by my stripes, ye are healed. What you think is trouble, God's trying to tell you, you're going through a whooping because he are telling you what we think that is trouble, what we perceive. It hurts me to the heart. Me and my wife was talking about the other day how leaders and people that people don't believe in and they walk in with them, how they took the concept of Bible and took the concept of the walk of the gospel and they're using it, my God, as a stage to keep you hyped up. It's almost like, my God Almighty, keeping the people in the kingdom, my God, just like awareness that is going on, especially in Delta, my God, children that has been getting taken, my God, in sex trafficking. It's like a spirit that's snatching the souls of God's people, snatching the saints of God's people, and have them into this spiritual trafficking ring. The dark, the black, my God, the black widow, brother, the black market. You know, people have been drugged up and continue to be drugged up. And always saying, give this, this going to happen. It sounds just like individuals that you get drugged up, you do this. That way it can continue to bring you forth wealth. It continue to bring forth this here. And so this is what this is. It's like we got to have portions. It's almost like it's a spiritual, my God, modern day witchery going on, and we begin to be caught up in it. And now it's like we got to have potions, and we got to have all this kind of remedy other than our walk with God. God says, seek me first, the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added. You tell me I got to turn around three times and take a deep breath?
He didn't tell me to skip along, my God, skip along my house by 7 times, my God, and make a noise and let the walls fall down. We don't took information just as we don't took it in the natural. And we don't learn natural ways and then trying to apply it to get a spiritual blessing. No, 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 no. God don't look at trouble. When the Bible interprets you are in trouble, that means you fail to hear the instructions of God. When in your time, when they was in trouble and God flooded the earth, they wasn't in trouble because of their sin, their ways. Their ways might trigger God's movement, but they was in trouble because they failed to take heed of God's instruction. Lord told them, listen, it's going to rain. Come into the heart. They did not take heed of the instruction. They did not take heed of the word of God. So therefore, they was in trouble. You become in trouble in the spirit realm when you don't take heed of the word of God. When you don't take heed of the instructions of God. That's why the enemy attacking churches so much, because he wanted the philosophy. And if he could attack the word, what you believe in, guess what? You just don't understand how much in trouble you are. It's not your situation. It's not your finances, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and have no sorrow. God's going to have the blessings to bring you down and overtake you. The word is the word. It's going to make you rich and have no sorrow. When we perceive, do you know, even, my God, even if God called you home, you're still not in trouble. That still wasn't trouble. Guess what? Because you're going to reign in heaven for the rest of eternity. You're going to reign in heaven, my God, for the rest of your life. Guess what? That don't mean you was in trouble. That means, my God, God called you. We all have to go that way. So that means all of us in trouble? Because one day we're going to leave this place? No. Your interpretation of trouble is not God's interpretation. And the enemy been hiding behind this and making us think that, oh, you're doing something wrong. Now, everybody walking with a baseball bat. Oh, you're wrong, you're wrong. You're going to lift up this. How do you know that this person did not have a mental breakdown? This person in a place of distress. The Bible says, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Who are we loving today? Most important, do we love ourselves? Do we love ourselves? Love and kindness have I drawn thee. If you're ready for your blessing to get drawn to you, I say, pick up the greatest commandment of all, is what? Love. Don't interpret trouble. I'm going to make sure we get on this air, we get ready to set up teaching and different things so you can really see the Bible. You don't need these potions. You don't need all these trickeries and different things. All you need is to take a seat in God and don't move. Don't move. Cast your cares upon him. The scripture, that's what God says. You don't need all this stuff. God said, my God, if God be for you, who could be against you? When the enemy come in like a flood, God said, I will lift up a standard against him. So if God got all these remedies in place, that means naturally you never be in trouble. You're never in trouble. The trouble is we have a lack of knowledge, watch this, Hosea, for interpreting what's going on in the spirit. So lack of knowledge means I have some knowledge, but I have a lot because I'm missing the other piece. We have some knowledge because we know what we're going through in the world, but we're missing the other spiritual piece that the enemy wants you to keep you in. And he used, my God, information. He used knowledge to get you into the place where you could stay there. But God says, if God's telling us to do this, but yet we're interpreting that this way, guess who the rebellion won? We are. Because God told us to do this. But yet we do this. Because why? This is how I learned how to interpret trouble or problems or issues. No, saints of God. No. People in the Bible, when they was in trouble, they walked away from God. they didn't accept in him in his heart, in their heart. They could not believe. That's when you are in trouble. When you walk away from God. When you're not taking a seat in him no more. Now you are in trouble. Not your situation. Not your circumstances. That's not trouble to God. God says, the Bible says, is it anything too hard for God? So in other words, he just minimized every situation that we just, that we thought was bigger, that was big in our life. He just minimized it because he says, is it anything too hard for God? The man of God says, is anything too hard for God? It's going to be hard for you, having a worldly perspective, having a natural perspective, seeing what you got in your account, seeing how your health feels, seeing the status of your situation, it's going to be too hard for you. But God looked at your situation and said, is anything too hard for me? So watch this. Because of a lack of knowledge, we begin to do things, not understanding, just said, oh, God said, just seek me. Seek me. Seek me. That's all I'm asking. Seek me. And as you seek me, you're going to find. When you ask, the Bible says, my God, seek, knock. Get out all these special remedies. Get out all this stuff. Stick with what the Bible says. Get into a Bible-based place to where you're learning the scripture, not learning all these hocus-pocus stuff. Speak the word of God. And the word of God is not aligned with a lot of us because we have not stepped into it. Or we have not came into a place to where we was birthed, been born again. For things of the word of God become alive within us. I declare and decree this morning, as many of you all over the world, you're not going to go through this day looking at a situation the same old again. You're not going to go through this day looking at this, looking at your issue the same old again. You're not going to look at no circumstances the same old again. Many of you probably say, Pastor, it's easy for you to say. You must not know my situation. Well, can I just tell you this just recently? I'm going to go back to Sunday. Had a powerful service. We had a powerful and a great time. Once we, me and my wife, we was leaving, and we walked out the door. We're finna walk out and leave the church. We got word. We got word that the window in her truck got busted out. Somebody broke in it. We came out of church. Yes, this is what happened to Pastor. We came out of church. My God, walked around. We looked in it. Glass scattered everywhere. Window busted out. Things done been rambling in there. Some things done been taken out. We sat there with a smile on our face, peace in our spirit. Why? Because at the end of the day, no matter what we go through, all that stuff could be replaced. But as long as we got God on our side, and we walk in with the, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. We walk in with the Lord. What should we be bothered? What should the same God that blessed us to receive the automobile is the same God that got to keep it on us. If he blessed us with it, he's going to keep it on us. All things going to work together for his good.
Amen.
To interpret trouble. I'm not telling you something. We love this. But it's something to us. That's just a piece of, that was the cherry on top of everything else. But guess what? We shall not be moved. We shall
Amen.
Sit in the place
Amen.
Of God. Because all
yes,
things
Lord.
Work together for his good. That's not trouble.
Yes.
Many people say, Pastor, yeah, the devil is mad. Yeah, we can use that. I can use that. That'd be great to use. Amen? That'd be wonderful to you that the devil is mad. I'm not worried about the devil. That was somebody looking for something because they're in a desperate situation. And all they know how to do is just try to steal. They don't understand anything else. So therefore, God, let me meet the individual one day so we can show the individual a different way. That's somebody trying to, is desperate, trying to get something valuable so they can keep surviving.
Amen.
And they don't know no other way. Oh, y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? This that's not the devil. It is. Oh, Pastor, that was so awesome service. Y'all know the devil is just mad. He want to get you. Yeah, that's very easy to say. That's very easy to say. But I'm not giving the devil no credit. I'm not giving him no issues of credit in my life. I'm not giving him no credit. And I don't want you all to give him any more credit on what's going on in your life. Don't do it. Because at the end of the day, you are not in trouble. God got a plan with your life on it. But because of the interpretation of the spirit realm, it make us look at things, oh, yeah, this is an attack of the devil. Why? Because somebody taught you that. Somebody told you that. My God Almighty. But all things work together. I do, you know, I looked at my wife, I said, yes, because of the word of God, God need to make us examples how to walk through. How to walk through. It's one thing that we can get up and preach it, but it's another thing, can we live what we preach? And many of us, we see one example in the church, and we see another example outside of church. Y'all hear me? So it brings a problem in the body of Christ. Can you live it? Some of you, God probably said, I favor you so much, I'm just making an example. Because there's somebody watching you. It's somebody watching you. That's why when the lies comes up against you, you say something to God. Because somebody watching you, and it probably be the very one get telling that lie on you. Do you know when people persecute you, slander you, they sit back and watch and see how you're going to respond. They're going to sit back and watch, and they watch. I got people been watching me for years because they spoke some stuff, and they want to sit back and watch. God wanted to use you as an example. He uses you. Some people, they just in a place where they just ain't been taught, or they've been taught wrong. Cry out for the people. Ask God to give them. Start with you. I'm going to say this, and I got to go. I feel this in my spirit. Stop getting on social media and blasting the church and blasting these people. Blasting. You being the problem. Oh, you, your brothers, keep. I don't have to blast you to pray for you. That's what the enemy wants. The enemy takes the concept of God and try to use him for his advantage. Light, what light does? Light exposes. But can you pray for your brothers and sisters in the secret place? Somebody come and tell me and say, Pastor, you know what? I say, don't you come and tell me anything. I can care less. The problem that I got, can you go and tell that individual what you feel? We got a tendency to go and tell everything and mess up our blessing. But can you go to your brother? The Bible says if you got an ode against your brother, in other words, if you don't like something that your brother did, go to him. Go to him. The Christian is hurting the whole community, and the devil is using it. Go to him. Pastor, you seen this other pastor, what he did? Yeah, I seen it. That's why I'm in prayer for him. I don't have nothing to say to you about it. Because who enough to put somebody in a place and blast them? The same judgment you give is the same judgment going to come back to you.
Amen. Amen.
We have to understand the concept of love. David exposed no issue of him being drunk. The man of God then exposed David's issue because he was a murderer. Then he also, my God, slept with somebody else's wife. They came to him, but for what God says God to him. And they began to cover as the person began to be delivered. The enemy don't allow him to use you as a pawn because of what we see things and where it be. I take it out of your minds. I take it out of your spirits. I take it out of it now. That those that is listening by the sound of the Holy Ghost voice, you're going to begin to walk in a place of love and a place of understanding. We're going to be ambassadors of the world, of the word of God, and we're going to get into the word of God, and we're going to bathe in it. We're not going to interpretate trouble as spiritual trouble as it is natural trouble. But we're going to begin to learn the things of the Spirit and understand what heaven is doing. We will not give enemy no credit. No credit. Well, we don't been taught to give him credit in this situation because it looks like he's bringing on an attack in your life. It looks like he's running towards you and got all this kind of stuff towards you. If that can be so, let it be so. But the Bible already declared that if I be for you, who can be against you? The Bible already declared that God will fight my battles. So if that be so, I still don't have anything. You still don't have anything to worry about. You're going to be a people of a mindset to be successful, to walk into the things of God. Folks are going to begin to look at you. They're going to say nothing never bothers you. It's because you decided to cast your cares upon him. And you decided to stay within him. Saints of God, we got to begin to look at things, the situation, and begin to do things differently. Because exposing your brother and sister is not the case. So many people does that. Now you want to get into a place to where you're upset. The question is, who did you expose? Did you pray for your brother in secret? Did you go to him and say, you know what, you're wrong? So many things have been misinterpreted about you and about other situations. My opinion to this, get out of it. Focus on your life. Focus on what God is doing within you. Focus on your circumstances. Because we all got some places where we're going to prove in, where we're going to get up and grow. And some people, regardless if they're leaders, they're having the same struggle that you have. They accepted the gospel, but they accepted the gospel with certain worldly principles and realizing it doesn't keep you. The only thing keep you is God. Knowing God, seeking him first. And walking into a place of holiness with him. I declare this creed, today is a day of refreshing and a change that has already took place in your life. You're not going to look at trouble no more and say it's just an attack of the devil. But you're going to look at trouble, or you're going to look at your sight of your life, and you're going to discern what heaven and what God is doing. And you're going to speak the things that is for God in your situation, not of the devil. I pray that we're going to come to a time to where the church is going to stop shouting because they hear that the devil is defeated. Saints of God, the Bible already tells us that the devil is defeated. I don't have to shout on that. Revelation also paints a clear picture what is going to happen to the serpent and his days to come. I don't have to shout on that. The devil is defeated when you resist him. The Bible says he will flee. So you don't have to wait till Sunday morning to shout of the devil being defeated. You can shout right now. You can shout right now. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know that many of you are blessed. I wish I could keep going and going and going and give you some more and keep, my God, pouring into you, because we got to begin to change within ourselves. The gospel is in trouble. Amen. It's in trouble because the individual interpretation, we feel as though we got to dispose. Let God do the disposing. Amen. Let God do what he got to do. And at the end of the day, that's still a soul with God. He ain't finna do anything to hurt that individual. He's going to do what he can do to deliver that individual. My God, let's be our brother's keeper. Yeah, Pastor could go ahead and get mad and let me get on the cameras or where we're having service at. We got to go and hunt this person down, flip out, get in the mode, all this kind of stuff here. No, I want to minister to that brother because I see somebody in a desperate situation that is trying to find and trying to make a living. And some people, that's all they know, because why? That was their example. Same thing in church leadership. Some of them, that's all they know, because that's all the example that they have. Let's be individuals of understanding and individuals of love, and we're going to begin to see our life turn around and works for the better. Understand this, if it doesn't matter, many of you are experiencing some hard times right now. Many of you are experiencing some times right now. But whatever you're experiencing right now, all things are going to work together for its good. Your natural situation doesn't my God, it's not the results of what God's going to get ready to do. Your natural situation is a symptom, is a sign what spirit is trying to, what the spirit realm is trying to do. But we got to understand the spirit realm correctly for we can understand what's taking place in our life. How can you say that, Pastor? When you come into Christ, you become a new creature. When you come into the body of Christ and into God, you become new. So your old things all pass away. What is the old thing? Old things of this world. Old things, how I see things, how I process things, my outlook on things. So now I got to be having a new thought, a new outlook, a new thing, a way of thinking, a new way of moving. I know you could do it. I know it's going to be hard because it's years and years and years and years of application. But at the end of the day, my God Almighty, I'm ready for the change to happen in my life. In order for a change or a shift to take place, you're going to have to face things that is difficult in your life for it to begin to shift and take place. Once you do that, you're going to face a change and a shift going to take place. We're going to be back, my God, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I'm telling you, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to have that teaching of the kingdom. I want to definitely give it to the ABM family. You understand the covenant. You understand what's going on in the kingdom, your perspective, your outlook. I'm telling you right now, it's going to change. You are not going to look at no negative information. You're not going to look at people that is slandering you, persecuting you. You're not going to look at it the same way no more. We're going to walk in the things of God. And guess what? You're not going to expose them to any and everybody. You're going to do what? You're going to love them. You're going to pray for them. And you're going to see something different than what you've been taught to see. Amen? The world way. Amen? No, we're not going to look at the world way no more. They acting funny. They got an attitude. They just got this going on. It's the devil in them. Baby, that's the world way. In God's way, everybody is an apple of his eye. Amen? There's always great qualities in you, in you, in you, in you, and everybody one of you. Amen. It's always something great inside of you. But are you willing to pull it out of your neighbor? If you are so, you stay tuned in. Let's get back. Let's get ready. Go through this day with blessings, no curses. Go through this day that heaven is talking to me. Not the devil is trying to fight me and all this kind of stuff here. Go through this day trying to apply my God potions and hocus pocus stuff. No, I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things going to be added unto me. I'm going to go through this day with the word of God, my God. Let's go. Amen. God bless you all. Thank God for you all. My God, we'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. You be back.